Good afternoon, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Thursday, May 21st. In the grains, had mixed closes here. Corn down a penny and three quarters at 317 and three quarters. July beans down 11 and three quarters at 835. And July wheat up 2 1/4 cents at 516. The beans had the good export number, 1.7. But there were no announcements of any Chinese buying, and I guess they took that as bearish. For some reason, the wheat exports were, just average at 428, no Chinese announcements, and they rallied the wheat. The wheat may be rallying, as we mentioned this morning, on the Kansas crop tour. It looks like the averages are going to be closer to 42 than the 47 that the USDA has penciled in. So maybe that's what's supporting the wheat out here, plus the dry conditions in the Black Sea. The dollar was up 25.99.38. If we can get a close under 99, that would certainly be helpful. But we really need to see the dollar under 95 cents in order to kind of get rid of this competitive advantage everybody's got because of the strong dollar out here. Crude oil finished up 43 cents a barrel. You would have thought that could have supported the corn and the beans, but it didn't. Bean oil and meal were both lower here. This was a new low close on the meal, so that doesn't look great out here. These are just tough markets. The funds are still short, well over 200,000 contracts of corn. Are they going to want to cover anything before the long holiday weekend? It's questionable. Are they going to want to do something in the beans? Right now, I'm guessing they're probably long about 10 to 15,000 contracts of beans. So, I don't know. Are they going to blow out of the rest of the beans tomorrow? I would doubt it with a long weekend coming. They're pretty close to even in the wheat. If the conditions look on the final Kansas tour look terrible, maybe we'll see some more support out here. But again, with the world carryouts as big as they are, whether we have problems in Kansas or in the Black Sea area, it's going to take an awful lot to whittle these carryouts lower. So I can't get too enthusiastic about this wheat market in here. Though when, wheat's rallied as much as 30 cents in 2 or 3 days, it's certainly a positive out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT Hedge.